There's no way that's your cock. If you're going to stuff your pants, you should at least make it look realistic. I mean, no guy has a bulge that runs damn near his knee. Really? You're really going to keep up this charade? Fine. Then drop your pants. It's a win for me either way. If you've actually got something the size of a baseball bat jutting from your crotch, then I'd certainly want to see it. If not, then you'll be exposed as the pant-stuffing loser you are, and we can go our separate... Holy shit! Fuck, man. That thing is pulsating and throbbing and hanging several inches below the end of your underwear. Oh, fuck. Now you have to lose those boxers. Oh my God. Fuck. It is real. Fuck. Jeez. Fucking wheeze. You're hung like an elephant. Has anyone actually ever taken this thing? No. Well, that makes sense. I would have been surprised if someone had. I mean, there is no way you could fit that inside someone without inordinate amounts of, I don't know, lube and stretching. I bet it would take hours, if not days, for a girl to warm up enough to take this thing in her pussy. Pfft, if she was bold enough to want to. What do I mean by if? Oh, trust me. No woman is going to want to have sex with that. You don't believe me? Here, let me show you something. This dildo right here, under 6 inches long, size of an average guy. Next to this monstrosity you call a cock, it looks almost infantile, which you'd think would be a good thing, but it is not. This toy here, this one, is what women are used to. It's what they can handle. If a girl has spent her entire life perfectly content with this, do you think she'd be willing to have her guts rearranged to fit that horse dick of yours? No. Let me see. Yes, here is another dildo. One quite a bit bigger than the last one. Its length is somewhere in the 8 to 9 inch range, and it's proportionally much thicker. For reference, this is the size that the majority of male porn stars are when measured properly and not reported in overinflated internet inches. In other words, this here, this thing, look, this is the size that women that fuck for a living are conditioned to take. And it is still nowhere near your size. Are you starting to understand? Even porn stars would struggle if they were willing to try at all. Oh my God. Okay, how about I put my forearm next to your, your very big friend? Look at that. No, seriously, dude, look at it. It's what, 1.5 times maybe even close to twice as long as my forearm, and just absurd in the girth department. For comparison, even the absolute biggest guys in porn have cocks that are about the same size as a woman's forearm. Maybe a hair bigger. And you're like twice that size in every direction, which is what? My brain, 8 times the volume. No, 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 no. That's just too much. Why are you throbbing and twitching? And is that a bead of pre-cum I see forming at the tip of your titanic member? I cannot believe it. On top of having an unfuckably enormous cock, you get off on humiliation. This is just too perfect. Oh my God. Go on then. Jerk it for me, big boy. I might as well see what that mammoth dong of yours looks like when it's shooting its load. I bet your dick is as big as, if not bigger, than one of those fantasy dildos. You know, the ones that are clearly meant to be way larger than anything attached to a human being. A replica of your cock wouldn't be out of place in the Bad Dragon catalogue. And it really is such a shame. Because you do have a visually appealing cock. The vascularity is just right. Enough to add to the manliness of your shaft. But not so much that it looks like you've got vein disease going on. It has a nice shape. Huh, look at it. Fattest at the base. And gradually tapering down to a still plump tip. Although not by so much that your dick looks like a cone. The foreskin is also just right. Enough is there to play with when the mood strikes, but there isn't so much that it never peels back or hangs too far off your flaccid size. Proportionally, the width is just the right ratio to the length as well. Unfortunately, none of this matters because it's all on a cock that is sized to fit a mare, not a human woman. I'm being 100% honest with you. The only women who would give that beastly thing between your legs the time of day are the ones that are into stuffing themselves with all sorts of ridiculous shit. I'm talking like gourds, soda bottles, sex toys so massive that even the company producing them doesn't actually think anyone uses them for penetration. Nothing that I know about personally, mind you. After all, no sane woman would sign herself up for the kind of ruination this thing would cause. Yeah, that's right. Keep fucking your hands, because that's the only action you're going to get. Heck. Even if you were to find some extreme size queen that is sex-crazed enough to let you try, I bet it's not even anatomically possible. Vaginas are meant to stretch, but not wide or deep enough to take something the size of your monster penis. You do realise babies aren't that big, right? Fucking you would literally be like trying to do childbirth in reverse. Completely unpleasurable. Wow. You really do leak a lot of pre-cum. I guess it's probably a proportionate amount given the size of your cock and balls. But still, you've probably produced more pre in the last few minutes the normal guys make in a month. Yeah. Pick up the pace a little. Start using both hands. We both know that just one can't be enough to jerk that behemoth satisfactorily. Even if I were to lend both of my hands to the effort, it would still be an arduous task. Emphasis on if, because I have zero intention of touching that thing tonight. That being said, there is another part of you that looks ripe for teasing. We've spent so much time talking about your whale of a dong that these equally gargantuan balls haven't gotten any attention yet. You see, massive nuts aren't a problem because they don't actually have to fit inside a woman. So the fact that just one of these things is enough to completely fill the palm of my hand is only a good thing. Oh, big balls. Oh, fuck, if your cock was actually fuckable, I'd be imagining how much seed these grapefruits would fill me with. I'd wonder if my birth control was enough to stand in the way of a load as torrential as these are assuredly capable of producing. I'd be too horny to care as I begged you to give it to me. But sadly for both of us, your dick is incapable of fitting inside me, so none of that matters. You'll just have to keep stroking away while I massage these hefty sperm factories. Speaking of which, start going even faster. That's right. That's right. Fuck. Yes. 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 Use both hands. Don't touch your fucking balls. They're mine. Use both hands. Rub them up and down the length of that monster fucking thing. Oh, fuck. 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 Fuck, fuck. Yes. Now squeeze the pace. Squeeze the pace. With that hand. Yes, yes. And rub that pre-cum on the top of the tip. Oh, fuck. Yes. 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 Oh, my God. I'm going to stroke your balls. And I want you to take both hands on opposite sides of that fucking monstrous beast and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I can feel that you're gonna come. I can see that you're gonna come. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. Oh my God, fuck. Yes! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, my fucking Lord! That is an inhuman amount of gum! And it's way too thick. A girl would have to chew it just to swallow. Assuming she'd want to swallow this deluge of baby batter. Oh my God. I thought that I was done with grotesquely sized surprises today. But I guess I was wrong. Fuck. God, your jizz is never going to come out of my dress. You owe me a new one. And you're going to have to deep clean the carpet too. guess I'm serious. If you ever want me to give your freak cock the time of day again, then you'd better take responsibility for the property damage it just caused. Now, I'm going to go get cleaned off in the shower. And don't you even think about perving on me in the bathroom. The last thing I need is for you to have an explosion like this. Ruin my fucking tiling!